personally, for me, I'm in a dilemma, okay? I want to see Miramar developed. I want to see homes. But I don't want to lose our trees. And I feel that if we have to sacrifice a tree, then at least somewhere else close to this area, trees need to be planted to replace the canopies that we're losing.
I see what you're saying. That is to replace what's lost. And I mean, like you said you're willing to do whatever. If there is a way, I don't know if there's, these lots have very minimal area on them. If there's a possibility of putting something towards the back or putting something we need somewhere else in the neighborhood. If there are spots, I don't know, David.
But I don't think you can replace a tree that size.
No, I agree. And I'm not saying, because that would be, you'd have to build box frame under it and earth moving and everything else. I'm talking about relatively large trees that could grow in other places that will complement what is being built and not be in the way. I mean, I understand where you sit right in the middle of where the driveways need to go, and I'm sympathetic to that. Just like Diane said, we need growth down here. We need houses. I agree with that. But I think that what is taken out needs to be replaced somewhere. And while I know this, you're not going to be able to plant something of that size, something that will grow, and even if it is 15, 20 years down the road, we'll kind of catch up to that.
I know you said that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know you said it's landscape packages, but hibiscus and
there'll be palm trees and stuff too.
Well, but that's not a native tree. They're minimal root balls. They're small, low water trees. Something for this area that will help. Does suck up water. Does give a good canopy. Does give good shade. Does produce more oxygen. And Lord knows when we'll next to us. And I'm sure, being as green as you say you are, that you would want that. And other than just the small plants that are, hey, that looks really good, something that will add to us is a longer viewpoint than just this house is great. You know what I mean?
David, is there a way for builders in general to coordinate with the city when situations like this come up? They're going to come up in the future. For undeveloped property or even developed property where someone's got to tear it down after the next hurricane and redo something, to take what's there, have them to cut something down, and then put something somewhere else where there's nothing currently built in order for it to grow. I'm talking about city property now, so it's the city's decision as to where it would go, but it would be more responsibility to pay what the intent to put what the city demands.
If you have a pre-existing ordinance that lays that framework out, otherwise you don't have the authority to require any tree
right.
Anywhere. It's in the city right of way. They're city trees, and what the statute allows for is you decide whether or not you have a variance to remove the tree.
Is there any requirement in the ordinance that if you do remove a tree, you have to replant?
No, sir. None. Whether it's on the right of way or on your own property.
And like I said, that palm tree is the only candidate to move. And that palm tree is worth between $35,000 and $40,000. And I've proposed at my own expense to move it on the city right of way, just several doors down between two of my other lots to be able to preserve that tree.
Now, I understand the situation we're in. I just brought up the whole subject because it appears we've got a hole in our system, what we've all been trying to do for decades,
right.
And we just don't have the ordinance in place to ensure that it happens.
And I built in cities where they had landscaping ordinance where I had to put X amount of 5-gallon plants in, X amount of 20-gallon plants in, X amount of one, and I've driven through the city, and relatively new houses don't have a single potted plant on the front porch. And I'm not for that at all either, but if you don't have a landscaping ordinance, you don't have a landscaping ordinance.
Yeah.
And you can't force anybody to landscape their yard if there's not a landscaping ordinance.
There you go, Diane, you're the landscaper.
Well,
It's trees, they're big.
That are on the city property, and they belong to the city.
We're talking about two different things, and I understand.
Okay.
From the idea that was brought up of moving the trees across the street between Miramar and the water, what about the possibility of moving those trees to there and then implement a two-year maintenance program you're responsible for them to?
I've already talked to an arborist, and he said that those oak trees aren't candidate for moving.
I don't think you can move the oak trees.
You can't move the
palm.
Well, I mean, Lee City did it at a $250,000 expense on the tree.
Well, I'm not saying I work for the city. I moved that tree.
You did?
Yes, ma'am. So, you said oaks can't be moved.
They can be.
They can.
I mean, I didn't.
And that's why I mentioned the maintenance program to guarantee that it's from this spot.
Yeah. Well, I've had arborists tell me that his space's not big enough. And this is a conventional guy.
Yeah, they'll excavate and...
Yeah. They build a box frame around.
Yes, correct. That's why street I have to do a box.
So. What about doing something like, you know, okay, because there ends up being one, two, three, four oak trees that are coming out that are good-sized trees, saying, hey, you know, and I don't know if the city has opposition to this, but along that waterfront there, say, we are more than happy to put in, you know, 3 15-gallon oaks for every, you know, each one of these trees that we're taking out. I don't know. To help, you know, really?
I think that would be excessive, 3 for 1.
Well, 15-gallon tree is pretty small.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. What 15-gallon oak? I think I looked at them the other day. Were they $200?
I know I'm talking about what the city's mitigation is per Calabega or per Calabranch.
Do y'all have a mitigation standards in place here in Shore Records?
No. I had a discussion with council with the mayor previously, and the mayor was opposed to a tree ordinance that I brought forward. It's something to consider. Historically, when we had trees that were in the way, the first line is when we get contacted, if it's a tree that we can move, the city has moved it, and we've spent a couple $1,000s moving particularly palms. And, of course, we moved to other city property. One is over here at Public Works, and we've got one down on Miramar. The only tree that we put on the water side of Miramar are palms, because even with palms, we get complaints from the residents who are adjacent that the trees obstruct their view of the waterfront. And, you know, we're sensitive to that. And so oak trees, I do not see as a candidate to put on the water side of Miramar. I wouldn't propose that, unless I'd say somebody else couldn't. I don't believe we have the authority to require anything in exchange or, you know, as a prerequisite of giving a variance to cut a tree down. When he first brought it in, I accepted these applications at the window, and I asked if any of them were palm trees, because I would have an interest in moving the palm trees. We lost 3 or 4 palms with Ike along near my waterfront. I'd like to replace those. And he said yes. And I said, well, then we might be interested in moving that. And then he volunteered and came tonight as a mitigation for the oak trees, that he would move the palm tree and leave it on Miramar. It would be at a different location, but it would be on Miramar. And I think that's a win for us to have a large, fully developed palm tree remain on Miramar. I will also tell you the previous owner of this property, this was the Kerber property, and it was inherited by Bob Kerber. And he contacted me, and he wanted to cut all those trees down, every single one of them, to assist him in selling the property. And I told him he could not cut those trees down, and he had to come get a variance, and that absent of construction, that I would fight that. And he and I go way back, because we used to work together in law enforcement. And that's why those trees are there today, because the previous owner would like to get rid of those.
Well, I think at this point we're bringing the worst one out. Those aren't the issues that we've got before us tonight. There isn't anything we really can do about that. So I make the motion that we grant the variance in the best interest of the city. I'll second that.
Can we take a vote? Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? I'm opposed.
I'm short one vote.
I'm torn. I hate to see those things go. I love them.
They're not all going.
Yeah, and I know that there's one, two,
three
are staying.
Three are going.
You know, having those trees there, like Charles said, I mean, it's a big pull to our area. Old road.
Extensive. I'm talking about gallons of pots, and they actually go out there and measure the. They actually measure the pots and the number of them. I mean, this is if you're really trying to change the overall look of the landscape, and if you require, say you require 2 6-inch trees,
another discussion has already ended. But one more thing is that, you know, when the city looks at these kinds of things, one of the people we give the most weight to is the adjacent property owner. And whose front yard the affected item is, whether we're putting in a sign or we're taking out a tree. And I would just also point out that both of these requests are, in essence, on behalf of the property owner who is making a substantial investment and moving into the city, and is exactly what we're trying to attract with our trees and our field. And that's what they, you know, that's their opinion. Mr. Nelson?
Since David was allowed to talk, may I also talk?
Sure.
It's the only thing that we have available to do as a committee is to deny him taking out a tree that's on city property. That's the only thing, obviously. So, unless he's willing to negotiate for that tree, the committee can say no. The tree belongs to the city. It's on city easement. There's no reason. There's lots of ways that you could build a house. When my family sold property in Seabrook, it was in a non-conforming lot, and when we sold it to the new property, we went to planning and zoning before we ever purchased the property to make sure that he could do what he wanted to do. So you're coming now after the fact, you already bought the property, you didn't come and find out if you could do that before, which would be the deal. Like I said, the trees are on city property, on the easement, and I can tell you, I live on Miramar, and I watch people walking down that waterfront. Everybody in this whole city is on that. I mean, it's not even somebody else's street. It's the whole city using that street. And it's beautiful. And I can tell you, the one house that we have built, there's nothing in front of it. It's a house, and there's no trees.
There's no trees between your balcony and the water, either?
No, there's not.
No.
I bought the house. But I do have a tree next door to me that's a 50-50 chance for 14 years and it's still there. Thank you.
On the side, can you show me exactly where those trees are and where they're on?
This tree. This one's going to stay, this one. There's one right here. One right here. A palm tree. This one. There's my two to stay, and one over here that went there.
Just out of curiosity, so that on it, so you can save one of these.
But even if we moved it, we're still going to be on top of the roots. By the time we do the, their plant is so close to the roots, when we get the culverts in here, it's going to already disturb the roots.
Well, those root systems are already set where they're going down, but they're not growing straight out.
Yeah.
And once the culverts are set and that's covered with dirt, yeah. Then they might start growing out some.
When we start doing these little interns, it's going to be on top of those roots. Like I said, this is the one that we want to stay. This is a really beautiful one. If we take out these two, this one will blossom. You don't have it in the picture very good.
I know the street very well.
Scott, could you give us, because I know you are familiar with this, do the elves live where they live?
Be concrete over the roots.
It'd be concrete over the roots, according to what I hear from our harvesters and the two harvesters in this area. And they don't let any deep most grain does not let that over the roots. So I think from what I understand, if you leave the trees and could put the driveway over 5 or 6 years down the road, probably the tree will come down.
When you say over the roots, does that mean like 100% or if part of them are covered or how?
From what I'm told, I'm understanding it's anything under the canopy.
So, even if you have a tree and it's over on one side, it's probably 20-25% of the roots.
My engineer, when I'm building a house, if there is an oak tree within 15 feet of the foundation, he has just got to come. No matter what the drip line is.
You got to remember on concrete, the roots will soak the soil, so eventually that may be an issue
for the
road. It'll buckle the concrete, and then you go down the road, you'll see a lot of the asphalt that is sucking down the sides. That's the reason for that. Unfortunately. So I was doing the same thing, looking at how we can shift the driveway, curb and such, but I think we'll end up in a lot of issues for homeowners, maybe the city.
And you got to remember, that's the city's concrete outside that property line, and I've got to put it within 6 inches, and the city's ultimately responsible for the concrete after I put it down and they accept it, so.
Yeah. And this is nothing personal to you,
David,
that I am just a tree lover.
it's nothing personal.
Okay.
So.
It's on me now.
Yeah,
what happened to that? My conscience says no. Desire to see the city trying to otherwise. Yeah. And if I vote no, then it is no, right?
That's correct.
And what happens at that point in time?
The variance is denied, and they have to figure out what he's going to do. And
if he's denied, what happens? He decides to take it out anyways.
Well, that's a subject of some discussion. It's more likely that it would not take them out. It would just put concrete around them and would kill the tree, in which case there would be no penalty. If we took the tree out, it would be a violation of getting the variance. We would also seek criminal action for damage to city property.
I get involved too well down here to go against the variance. So that's not going to happen. What I'll do is I'll pull my permits back. I'll request to... I'll request for my money back for my permits. So my homeowner's going to walk if they don't get the certificate. And they're not going to let me build a house and tell them that I'm not responsible. If I tell them, I say, hey, I can't be responsible for your tree dying, and they've got the expense of $3,000 a tree to take it out in three years, they're going to come back on me and say, hey, you killed my tree. So
I have a question for David on Public Works. Have we noticed any road issues along there collapsing with that under the drip line?
We have had in the past, and we have we've cut some trees back, particularly on the south end of the city, and caused problems on Shady Lawn in particular, where we had the residents request us to remove the trees, and they were quite vocal about that, and we cut the trees back, but wouldn't remove them. We would have spread their lengths to keep the trees there as long as we can.
Understand that. Okay. I was just saying what kind of maintenance that you have to do on that. The big trip one.
Yeah, it is.
How does the city take the issue? I have more trees in a lot of different places than some of the parks that we've got. I could see us lose tax revenue from kind of expensive houses that we've built here. And
yeah, we have done a few rounds of tree planting. We've also negotiated with Trees for Houston, an organization, and we're in cycle for another round of those trees. A number of trees have gone into Circle Park, and actually the net gain is very slight because as we plant and establish trees in Circle Park, they're desirable trees, we've been removing the undesirable trees. We're not anxious to remove the trees until we have another established tree, but if you go look, you'll see that they're almost in pairs between Chinese towers and other trees. And as soon as the other tree establishes, then we remove the Chinese tower.
We don't talk about soaking up water.
Yeah. Caution the board, you have to be really careful that you're not selling a vote.
I'm not asking to sell a vote. I mean, if we're going to negotiate and...
Well, that's another board. That's a totally another...
And right now... And back to the selling the vote. If he asked me to do something for his vote, is that not selling a vote?
That's what I'm cautioning. We're getting to extortion, where we're extracting money for him to do something for us.
I promise towards the city to make sure that the city itself, because no way in hell I'm selling
them. I will tell you that.
The opposite way and we'd be done.
I will tell you that. I own more property on Miramar than anybody else. And I intend on making Miramar a showplace to live. Now, I could have gone down to Toddville and kind of back up. I grew up in Clear Creek Independent School District. And all my buyers, all they're wanting is Clear Creek Independent School District. They're not wanting LaPorte. It's not the number of trees. It's not the asphalt pavement over here. It's not the very nice neighbors over here. It's the school district is keeping you between Toddville and Miramar. Now, Miramar, my houses will go between $300,000 and $400,000 more because of the school district down there. I took a chance over here, being able to buy up numerous lots, redevelop it, re-energize, and re-establish short acres as nice as possible. So everything that I'm doing, I promise you, I look at every one of you, I'm doing in the best interest of short acres. Short acres worth of front homes, because if it doesn't look good, I can't sell it and make money.
I got a quick question on that. I mean, on corner lot,
correct.
Meadowland, Miramar,
correct.
Is the circular driveway a deal killer for your owner?
Yeah.
He looked at the one that was down there on what was the name of Forest Lawn. What's that next street down south of? Metal on.
It'll be Forest, but I don't think there's a circular out there.
He has a kind of a similar circle that starts on Miramar and then goes there.
Yeah, but there were no trees in there.
I mean, he looked at that and goes, this is what I really want, is a driveway like this.
I would also suggest that the house that he's built and the two houses that are planned presently, if they average a million, which looks like that's the range we're in, to put a real pencil to it, that's $24,500 annually of additional tax that the city's not collecting today.
Per house?
No, that'd be total.
Oh, okay.
Say that again.
That'd be total. Be another $24,500 in tax revenue to the city. And if the city is interested in planting trees and, you know, having more revenue to do it is another way to get there.
We're talking about having him or us, city, planting a city property. We've got additional money and we can
plant. Yeah, you know, this gets very complicated because having done street tree projects before, you can go down Miramar and say that you're going to bring in a huge oak tree and put it in front of every house to improve the neighborhood, and you will have people who are rioting that do not want those trees in front of their house. So it cuts both ways.
But these trees were here. The lot was empty. I mean, it's not like...
And we could keep the trees in an empty lot forever.
Yeah,
we
could.
Or
B&B before he bought the lot. Not after he bought the lot.
Well, I...
Now he's got to see the lot in a hard place.
You're correct. I think the expectation is that we're interested in having people build and we work with them. So if that's an erroneous assumption people make, then so be it.
And if somebody wanted to keep a lot wooded and keep all the trees there, they could buy that lot.
You know, I paid $3,300 for the permit, and like I said, I wouldn't have a problem on city council come up with a landscaping ordinance. And if a landscaping ordinance had something that worded like this, I've got to put 2 4-inch diameter trees on my property and put 1 4-inch diameter tree donated to the city property, I wouldn't have a single problem with that at all on future stuff. No, the landscaping ordinance is definitely needed here in Shore Acres.
So if you were to make that offer on this, then it would be considered by vote.
You can't extract something from him to get approval for the variance.
Can't legislate.
But he does own additional lots, and if council is interested in doing that, which is exactly the type of ordinance that I have advocated before, and that is that you measure the circumference of the tree, and then there is a schedule, and the higher quality tree, the smaller equivalent. And so you can put in a couple of really high quality trees, or you can put in a lot of lesser trees to get that, you know.
Canopy.
Yeah.
And I've even seen where they had to go to the city.
Onerous on the property owner.
And I don't have a problem with that.
I know.
As long as it's not planned.
Too onerous on the property owner.
We could put them on the boulevard. I mean, but I would love to sit and help somebody come up with a landscaping ordinance because I think it's beneficial to me and to the city. Because the better looking everybody's landscaping is down here, the better my house is. Competition down here.
Number four.
four and one opposed.
And is that for both 3332 and 3330, or you two want to go on those separately? I don't know what the motion was.
It's for both.
Okay. Thank you.
For vital trees.
How do we get a new ordinance to implement? I mean, like tomorrow. How do we do that, David?
Have a council member sponsor it.
If you have one. Somebody up there is very interested in trees, so I think somebody needs to sponsor it.
I could speak. My name is Tim Hedges. I live in Two Shore, Chris Boulevard, or Circle, excuse me. Before the hurricane, you had lots of trees. And if you take a look at the Google Earth, where they give historical pictures, this canopy things. It would be nice that for the city to come up with a new
ordinance. You lost 50 trees when I was talking about it.
I lost trees. So I would just like to see, as an outsider of the council, so let's get a new ordinance now.
None of my the rest of my lots don't have this issue. They don't have any trees on front of them.
Yeah, but there's other developments that happens. So.
Well, that's
I mean, I really suggest that if we do come up with a landscaping ordinance where it doesn't just address trees, it actually addresses landscaping, shrubbery, minimums of on new home. Of course, you can't make anybody that already lives here go back to plant stuff. But it's basically one of the only builders in this town right now. I'm sure supportive of it.
And I appreciate you building in Shore Acres. I really do. It's just that I
there's no hard feelings.
I
really don't.
Okay.
I understand where you come. If I could have done anything to make my customers happy and talk them out of those intensive driveways, I would have.
That's all that the Board of Adjustments has to say. Okay. At 13, the Board of Adjustments is adjourned.